recognize our guests. So if you're sharing with us today in person, this is the time to shine. You can stand and give us your name, your church affiliation, or anything you'd like to share with us at this time. She and the guests with us this morning. Okay? You don't want to stand up, at least if you're a guest, give us a hand wave while you're a guest with us.
Thank you.
Jessica Jones.
Thank you.
Gray at River Boulevard Elementary School. Mathematics certificate. For the Running Club Award, she won that. America Scenes Award. And the Brooklyn Rhythm Award. Big Party Award. schools to get academic excellence, A&B honor roll for the year. She's the business most valuable player for Cockfield Junior High School, and varsity and newcomer for the Enterprise High School women's basketball team.
We're going to have a wonderful time. Yeah! Yeah! He's excited for Vacation Bible School. because the teachers are prepared, the teachers are ready, and the ones who are going to dive in with me to help me with my team. Just imagine where, you know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to have the church, okay? All right, stay recruited. I need some more teachers to help. Yeah. I'll need them all. Okay.
Thank you. will be reading Psalms, the 24th chapter, verses 8 through 10. Who is the Lord, O God? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. God's word for God's people.
I'm going to shift a little bit. I have a guest here that I would like to bring up to share right now. I want you to just, she's going to bless us in a mighty way right now. I want you to welcome to the stage Shayna Wilson Williams. Right. bless my children. Bless the born up with their company. Keep them all in care. They all call to me the head and not the tail, to the above and not the knees, to the left and not the bottom. God, we thank you for our children. They are so smart. They are so intelligent. They are so bright, God. And we thank you right now for being with them. Use them in a very powerful way. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Come on, y'all. Let's give them another hand of praise.
Potato?
Wow.
Give me the portion of the good that falls unto me, and he divided unto them his
David. Point number one this morning is recognition. Recognition. And the Bible says that, and when he has spit all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and it began to be in want. He went into the citizen, and he sent him to the field to feed his wife, and he could pain his belly with the hush of the swine and eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants my father had bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. Point number one is recognition. The Bible says that this younger boy approached his father and demanded to his father to give him the portion of the goods that were due to him. Back in biblical days, the father had the right to give his sons one-third of the good, one-third of the investment. The dad could have given his sons the third of the inheritance after his death or while he was still alive. So based on the attitude and the behavior of dad, daddy could have relief on giving the young boy a portion of the goods now. And daddy could have waited until after his death to be able to give the young son a portion of the goods, which was one-third of the inheritance. What the text says that daddy blessed this young boy, gave him a third of the substance. The boy's attitude in the text is blowing my mind. His attitude is not an attitude of gratitude. His attitude as if he's demanding his father to give him the portion of the goods right now. Instead of waiting till daddy pays, instead of waiting till daddy lays 6 feet deep, the boy's attitude is not an attitude of gratitude. He's declaring and decreeing before his daddy, give me my stuff now. Look at the boy's attitude in the text. The boy is telling daddy, I am tired of you. I am sick of your rules and your regulations. Give me my stuff now, so I can pack up and move out of your house. This boy's attitude is not an attitude of gratitude. This boy's attitude is not a healthy attitude. He said to his dad, I'm sick of your rules, I'm sick of your regulations, I'm sick of you telling me what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. As a matter of fact, daddy, just give me what's due to me right now, and I'll pack up my bag and leave your house. I'm tired of you, daddy, telling me to wash the car when we live on a dirt road. I'm sick of you, daddy, telling me to cut the grass, and you know the lawnmower doesn't even have a blade up. I'm tired of you, daddy, redeeming on my girlfriend when I bring her home every year. I'm sick of your rules, and I'm sick of your regulations. Daddy, at this point, I will leave your house. Just give me what's due to me. And the Bible says, daddy did. Daddy gave this boy what he wanted. And the Bible says that a famine hit the land. The boy went from giving it up to now being in want. June was the boy. He went from having huge success. He had it going on in the tank. When the daddy broke him off a little something, something. The boy in the tank, he had the gold, he had the silver, he had money, he had the black car, he had whatever he wanted. When daddy gave it to him and his friend
is, they hung out with. The friend was knocking on the door day and night. The friend was with Barco, amen, Junebug. They were talking to him on the regular because he had something. But as soon as he went from top to bottom, his friends exited on it. And now he has nothing to offer them. And now they're like roaches when you cut the light off. They scattered. Lord have mercy. You got to understand, young people, as long as you got something, people hang around you. People will highlight you. People will support you. But as soon as you hit rock bottom, everybody scatters.
And the text says, at this point, a famine hit the land. And the boy now is your woman. Life lesson would break you down. The first encounter, the boy had everything to do with that. But the second crisis that kicked in, he had nothing to do with that. The first crisis when he left home. But the second crisis is when a famine hit the man. Won't God do it? Yes, the Lord has a unique way of breaking us down. And the Bible says, at this point, the boy is in Rome. And he went to the citizen, and they put him in a hall pen, and are going to feed the hall. And the Bible said that the boy was hungry, the boy was in need. Yes. You see how things are shifting on people for the worse?
Yes, Lord.
Being a Jewish citizen. They don't have any right to hang around pigs.
Yes, Lord.
Swine. That was a biblical curse to them.
Yes, Lord.
And yet, this boy has deleted spiritual values because the world now has captured him.
Yes, Lord.
The world has messed him up. And now he's in the process of going against what he was taught from mama, daddy, his grandparents down through the years about we don't have no dealing with the swine.
Yes,
and now he's in the hog pen feeding the hogs.
Yes,
you got to be careful whenever you shift from solid teaching and from solid a person walking with God. You got to be careful because there's a lion out there going to and fro looking for folk he can mess up right here in Enterprise, Alabama. A spiritual warfare is real. You got to understand. Have you noticed that when you start coming to church, amen, and you start praising God and God start breaking you off and God start blessing you, how trouble end up coming your way? Have you noticed that whenever you start praying and start reading your Bible and doing more for God, how things not only shift for the better, but how a whole lot of stuff shift for the worse? But you got to be like the boy in the text. You got to recognize where you are. The Bible says that the boy made the proclamation from within. He said, how many hired servants that my father have back at home? And here I am in Rome. Old church of the living God, you got to recognize where you are. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. You can't fool God. And you got to understand this morning that once when you recognize where you are, that's a good thing. But the Bible says that the boy made the proclamation back at my daddy's house. Everything I need. But when I walked away from daddy, and I came from daddy, shifted away from daddy, here I am in Rome. Y'all about to make some shock you. Whenever you look back on your life and have hindsight, and you see yourself in the text, at one time you were good with God, and when you walk away from God, you hit rock bottom. And I thank God for the spirit of recognition. God pull on you, even when you're in a hall, please. God will pull on you, even when you're walking in darkness. God will pull on you, when you're not. and the man survived. But the man, he was hurt. And his arm was hanging off. His arm was about to fall off. And the man got out the car and looked at his BMW. And the man made the statement, "Oh my BMW, oh my BMW, oh my BMW." And the paramedic said, "No, we got to get you to the hospital because your arm is hanging off. You got to lose your arm." And the man hollered out, "Oh my Rolex, oh my Rolex, oh my Rolex." He missed the whole point. What about your life? You can replace that car. You can replace the Rolex, but you can't replace your life. When you recognize where you are, it helps you to put things in the right perspective. And when you recognize that when I was with God, I may not have much, but I had the Lord on my side. When I was with God,
wicked way.
ways and get connected with you. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that when you repent, God is able to pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on solid ground? Yes, when you repent, God is able to fix you, to cover you, and bless you down for years. You have a shallow head and you have old clothes. Repentance is not when you take a good clean shower and put back on the old clothes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
It doesn't make good sense to take a good shower and put back on the same clothes you had on yesterday. That's how repentance is.
Yes, Lord.
When you repent to the Father, you leave the gate and host.
Yes.
God wash you and clean you. God make you whole. And when you get up on the altar, you have a new clothing now.
Yes.
Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In other words, what happened 10 minutes ago, when you come to the altar or wherever you sit, you let it go. What happened 30 years ago, because you repented of it and you dropped it, you let it go. Don't you carry the old clothes with you, because the Lord will change you from the inside out. That's what the Paul said. Yes, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. Holy Ghost filled. And I'm fire baptized. Look at my hands, and my hands look new. I look down at my feet, and they get too. Say yes. So from now, the boy and this boy came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had the best friend, and kissed him, pressed him around the neck, and he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called by thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, put it on, put a ring on, shoes on his feet, bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and have a quarrel. For this my son was dead and was alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to throw a quarrel. Point number three this morning is rejoicing or rejoice. Notice the transition of words in the text. Verse 19. He said, make me as a hired servant. Verse 19, he said, make me. Verse 12, he's declared, heal me. You see the transition that's taking place in the text? Verse 12, he said, heal me, my inheritance. And after he went through some hardship, he hit my father. And now in 19, he's saying, make me. He said, now God, he said, Dad, I want to spend some time with you. I need you, Dad, to make me. I need you, Dad, to mold and shape me. I need you, Dad, to discover me, develop me, and deploy me. He said, Dad, I look at you as my mentor. I'm your mentee, Dad, but Dad, I'll be very studious and learn from you. The voice shifted from give me to make me. And he said, God, he said, make me a hired servant. In other words, Dad, I'll be more than a slave.
Yes, Lord.
A hired servant is more than a slave.
Glory.
A slave is on tier 10. A hired servant is on tier 15. So a hired servant is below a slave. Back in biblical days, in order for them to get rid of a slave, they had to die. law. They had to talk about it. They even had to even consent concerning on what they gonna give a slave, but not a hired servant. A hired servant can dismiss you at a job for nine. They did not have to talk to you about letting you go off the phone because you are a hired servant. But a slave, they looked at a slave has been part of the family. So in order to believe a slave, we got to dialogue, we got to talk. And the boy in the text said, I'll be more than a slave. If you can just get right in the presence of a man, it doesn't matter what they tag me with, it doesn't matter what they call me, it doesn't matter how they treat me. I just want to be in the presence of my dad.
But now he will arrive. Yes! You're a child of God. You don't have no fear. Yeah.
Okay, she's turning you.
Well, she more experienced. I learned it from school.
Okay, you learned from school. Okay, good. Now sit down and have a conversation. I can talk. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, good. But she's here. She's going to be part of my church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Inside of us from henceforth forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.